Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
34739.
Thank you. Let me get it pulled up here.
Kenya, the reason I'm calling is I got a fraudulent charge on my card from this number.
Okay, and could I have your first and last name?
Theo Berry.
And yeah, let me see.
It was done this morning for $59.89.
Okay, well, let me get it pulled up here. Bear with me one moment.
I was trying to see what it was about and everything, but I well, of course, I canceled the card, and they're not.
And can you provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
7625.
Thank you.
Apparently, it was an online order. I don't know. What kind of company are you?
This is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha.
But I would have to get the information located first.
Okay.
And let me see. And could you repeat your last name for me?
Oh, Barry.
Thank you. So I'm still not seeing any information shown. Just for identification purposes, would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
7625.
Thank you.
And that was 59.
It was the first six that I would need of the card.
Oh, I don't. Yeah. No, it's. Why would you need the first six? I don't understand.
Because the standard way we try to get the information located, because again, with us assisting over 400 different companies, once you are charged, there are accounts that's made. And so I would have to get your account pulled up in order to assist you. So if the zip code doesn't work, we try the last four. The last four doesn't work, we try the first six.
Okay. Well, I don't want to get about my full card number.
Well, I wouldn't need the full card number, and I wouldn't be able to. I was saying I wouldn't need the full card number, and I also would not be able to charge you or anything with the first six or the last four. It is strictly just for identification.
Okay, let me look. Okay. It's 514887.
And let me see. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
P.O. Box 172, Kenansville, Florida.
Thank you for that. And so I'm seeing one beginning in a 721. Would that be correct as well?
721. What is 721?
Looks like it's a physical address.
No.
But that isn't your... Okay.
No, that isn't
my address. Okay. Well, what about your email address?
SallySay4@Yahoo.
Okay, well, let me see. Because nothing is matching on this account, but when I put the first six and the last four digits of your card, that did match. What type of card do you have? Is it a MasterCard?
MasterCard. Barclays card, MasterCard.
Okay. Yeah, let me see.
Now, they said the name of it, it sounded like it was fine. You know, it's hard to understand sometimes when they're talking about Fine Breakthrough Tech or something like that. They said it was a sporting goods or something.
Okay. And would you be able to verify your expiration date as well for me?
1025.
Okay. Well, let me see, because I may have to get you connected with our fraud department. I'm just going to go over the first six and the last four digits of the card again for you. So that was 514, right? 887 for the first six.
Let me look.
Okay.
514887.
Mm-hmm. And the last four was 7625, right?
Right.
Okay. And so I'm seeing here an expiration date was August 25. Is that incorrect?
No, that's correct.
That's correct. Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get you connected with our fraud department for further assistance. And so bear with me one moment while I get you connected.
Yeah, I just want to see where it was coming, you know, how it was charged and whatever, because I've already canceled the card.
Right. Yes, ma'am. So nothing is matching on this account. So I'm assuming that card was maybe compromised. So I'm going to go ahead and get you connected with them so they'll be able to further assist in this for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for being patient. I'll be getting you connected in just a few moments.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient. I am still here with you. I'll be getting you connected shortly.
Thank you.
Okay. I am getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.